Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So we're focusing on photographers this week?
Yes, sharp focus. Good one, eh? But what the information doesn't apply only to photographers, I must stress. The issue applies to any service provider who takes deposits for what the Consumer Protection Act calls advanced booking. So it could be a caterer, it could be someone that's providing the decor, venue. Even, you know, holidays. You book up front for a holiday and you pay a deposit. Mm-hmm. What happens if you cancel? So that's pretty much the idea. But particularly when it comes to weddings, and a not-so-fun fact is that 10 to 15% of weddings in South Africa do not go ahead as planned. They get cancelled for a variety of reasons, right? So this whole business of not refunding deposits is something that keeps the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services very, very busy. So in short, legally, a service provider cannot have a non-refunds policy, a blanket one. We will only, you know, we will only refund you if you cancel in 3 weeks, or we won't refund you at all if you cancel, or this is a good one, we'll only refund you minus our handling fee if we get another booking for that day.
Oh,
okay, so that's not how it works legally. The good news for consumers is that the CPA makes, as I said, those blanket non-refundable deposits policies illegal. Consumers can cancel an advance booking of any kind and get a refund of what they've paid thus far, that far, minus what the CPA refers to as a reasonable cancellation fee. Given that reasonable is open to interpretation, the supplier should spell out in their policy, in their terms and conditions, in detail to whoever is paying that deposit in writing, how that's going to work. So it should be a sliding scale, Darren. So in other words, you get 100% of your money back if you cancel like the next day after booking, let's say, in the extreme case, and you get zero if you cancel in the last week. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay. So, and here's the other thing. Vendors such as wedding venues and caterers, whoever, they have to prove monetary loss for a missed opportunity, according to the Ombuds for Consumer Goods and Services. Not really. It can't be a thumbsuck, in other words. They need to show how they calculated what they are charging for their losses in terms of that cancellation penalty. So essentially, the greater the likelihood of the venue being able to find a booking to replace the cancelled one, the bigger the refund should be. Mm. To put it in legal speak, there needs to be a fair balance between the competing interests of the venue and the booking party. So in your case, you know, your friends you got cancelled on at the last moment. Well, clearly, they must, that's what the deposit's for. They must keep it. It would be legal for them to keep it and all of it,
Okay. Okay, you're right, because it does get tricky because, I mean, most of the photographers I know get booked for the weddings for the next year. And they have their
at least 9 months,
So they have their two wedding seasons, and then other bookings that come in over a year, over the course of a year, they just, they can't. I can't be in two places at once. And so then they cancel, even if they cancel the last month, they're, you know, they've lost that work and that income.
Yeah, exactly. So as I say, must be fair to both, and I've got a case study that speaks to that coming up now.
So not now, now.
Now, now.
Just now.
Now.
In about 8 minutes.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Welcome back, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
So caterers, photographers, function venues, etc., 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 can't have a flat no refunds policy on deposit payments if the person cancels the booking. Am I correct in understanding
that?
This?
That is right, but sadly, well, they can do it, and many do, but it's totally illegal in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. So, as we said earlier, it needs to be a sliding scale situation. Mm. You can't have a set rule about refunds. So the sooner you cancel after making the booking, the bigger your refund should be, because the bigger the chance that the caterer, photographer, etc., will be able to find a replacement booking, right? Mm. So I had two local case studies illustrating this point, but for reasons known to one of the photographers, she knows who she is, I'm postponing telling that story for now. That leaves me with the case of Chantel, who was a bride-to-be until the wedding was called off, and things have turned a bit nasty since. So she's asked me to refer to her only as Chantel.
Okay.
So in January, Chantel made a booking with Nifty 50 Photographers of Belito for an October wedding. By April, when she cancelled the booking, she'd paid 7,500 rand of the 10,700 quote for the photography for the wedding. Mm-hmm. But when she asked for a refund, she was pointed to the terms and conditions of the contract, which read, a full refund of the booking fee will only be done should the client or Nifty 50 Photography cancel within 21 days of payment of the booking fees. In other words, you had 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. She had 3 weeks. Thereafter, no parties are allowed to cancel. As a payment acknowledges this agreement as binding in the South African Court of Law.
Huh.
Yeah.
So are terms and conditions binding if they don't comply with the law?
Definitely not.
Okay, sorry. Otherwise,
anybody could come up with any terms they wanted to.
Fine. So
that term, you only get a refund within 3 weeks, is definitely not compliant with the CPA.
So what would, according to you, a reasonable cancellation fee be in that case? How much of that 7,500 Rand deposit should Chantel be entitled to?
Okay, so it is a subjective thing. But she paid in month one. For a wedding in month nine, she cancelled in month three, leaving 6 months. So it is possible that there would be a replacement booking for that date.
Yeah.
So to my mind, and as I say, this is my subjective view based on what the CPA says, Chantel should be refunded no less than 75% of what she's paid. Bearing in mind, she paid a very big deposit.
Yeah, it was a monster deposit.
Exactly. So
7.5 of 10.
The photographer would still be doing pretty well. But so that's what I suggested to Chantel behind the scenes. No can do, said Nifty 50's Ritesh Satnarayan. He claimed that he turned down more than two bookings for that date in the 3 months between her making the booking and cancelling.
Okay.
And the best he could do for her was give her a 30% discount on the balance still owing on the full quote, which is a little cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran the case past Acting Consumer Goods and Services, Ombud Mkhate Mphahlele, who said that the 6 months gap between Chantel's cancellation and the original wedding date would possibly provide the photographer with enough time to get a replacement booking, but that any costs relating to finding a replacement could be deducted from that 7.5 if the costs could be proved. Again, everything needs to be proved. It can't be thumbs. Like, you have to give invoices, you have to say this person wanted to book and I turned them away, whatever. She said though, quite obviously, that if this is my raising it with her, was not a formal complaint lodged with the office, so she couldn't make a detailed recommendation, but she said that Chantel was welcome to lodge a complaint with her office. I'm hoping it's not going to come to that, because I'm happy to report that I had a discussion with Ritesh Satnarayan of Nifty 50 about the CPA as it relates to the cancellation of advanced bookings, and he said he wasn't fully aware of how the law applied, and he'd reconsider his no refund stance in Chantel's case, and he would revise his current policy to be more in line with the CPA. Then he added, and
well,
I think,
done, Wendy.
Well done him, I hope. He then added, I feel that the CPA should make provision for small business and take into consideration that when a client pays a booking fee to book a specific date and agrees to the terms and conditions, there should be more grace on the company's side, as it takes us twice as much time than a large business to recoup the sale.
That's a very good point.
I don't think so, actually.
You don't think so?
It doesn't work like that. If you're in business, you need to comply with the CPA, whether you're tiny or huge. Unfortunately, that your choice to be in business, and if you are in business, you need to comply. The Act doesn't.
In South Africa, we are certainly trying to.
A lot of small businesses have this feeling.
Yes.
They feel there should be a separate little part of the CPA that applies to them, and it doesn't.
The sentiment in South Africa, and certainly with our government, is to relax a little bit with small businesses and to encourage small business and entrepreneurship in South Africa.
Absolutely, but we also have an imperative to protect consumers. So those two go hand in hand.
Okay.
And the Act is fair to both. As in this case, there's a sliding scale of how refunds work. So to the suppliers, if you've got a no refunds policy on cancellations, best you revise that ASAP. And to consumers, please check if you need to cancel a booking shortly after making it or at any time after making it, you'll get some of your money back and most of your money back if it's soon after you've
checked.
Check
the small print.
Exactly. So before you sign the contract and pay the deposit, just check and never pay the full amount up front.
Never.
Never, ever.
Never do that.
Pay the full amount up front, yeah.
But it's a tricky one, because when you decided, I'm going to go get married in October, you don't think.
Nobody thinks.
You know,
but as I
think.
Said, 10 to 15% of weddings do not go ahead for one reason or the other.
So I think a very good piece of advice is, if you think you're going to get married or you're hoping to get married, just, you know, just keep it in the back of your head.
We don't, human nature, but, you know, it happens.
All right, if you want to engage with Wendy, she's quite vocal on Twitter. You can do so @WendyNola, Nola with a K, of course, on Twitter. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Shot. We'll be right back.